Ugh, Annie, this wine is atrocious.
That's because you showed up late after all the good stuff was gone. And don't get your allergy germs in it. Use your arm.
Here's a thought. Buy more wine.
Here's another. Bring your own. And blame Mella. She made me budget this year.
It's a valuable life skill that everyone should know.
Yes, but I'm fabulously rich. I don't need to.
Bully for you.
Mella, where did you learn to budget anyway?
I'll never tell.
Okay then, keeping the mystery alive. Great.
Says the pot to the kettle, drama queen.
All of you are. We've got three different flagrant personalities that all want to be the star of the story, even if you don't know it.
Says the one who plays Grinch music whenever I walk in the goddamn room.
That's because I am the star.
And the three wise men followed a malicious AI to find the baby Jesus.
I still can't believe he's real, by the way.
That's what one of these holidays is all about, Mella.
Ugh, no thank you. Christmas is far too commercialized for my taste.
Annie, you work at a fashion company.
What's your point?
Careful, or the ghosts of various Christmas time points will come and get you tonight.
You've read A Christmas Carol, but you don't know who Jesus is?
I like good literature. Sue me.
You know what's excellent literature?
Oh, God.
The Book of Bob, a classic novel.
Your shitty-ass rip-off of the Bible does not count as a novel.
Screwed.
Guys, I feel like we're tempting fate here.
Relax, Mella. If anyone gets Christmas caroled tonight, it'll be someone who actually cares.
Maybe. Oh, no. Is that Citrine dancing on the table?
Well, someone's had too much to drink.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, what are you getting for Mella?
I don't know. I've thought of everything, but nothing seems right.
Do you want to know what she got you?
Morris.
Who cares? It'll probably be perfect anyway. I mean, what kind of present says, Happy Holidays, I think I'm in love with you?
Maybe just get her a nice card.
Ugh, you are all so useless!
I don't try to understand the women in my life. I just dislike their company.
Louisiana! Louisiana! Annie! Hey, kid! You gonna wake up sometime soon? I got places to be!
Huh? What? Who's there? Morris?
I'm afraid not, my amicable amigo. It is I, Larry the Christmas Ghost. Now, I had a whole speech prepared for this. Where is it?
What is going?
Here it is. Greetings, mortal! Behold, the spirit of truth, of goodness, of Christmas. You have been selected for a magical holiday escapade that few have ever seen. For tonight, you will be visited by three ghosts. And they're all me. Hi.
Oh, God damn it! I tempted fate, didn't I?
You did! Now, are you ready to learn the true meaning of Christmas?
No.
And why not?
Because I'm Jewish.
You're... what?
I'm Jewish. You know, the ones who came first.
But you don't look Jewish.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't look Jewish? Is my nose not big enough for you? Should I get some buck teeth? Have I not fulfilled the specific stereotypes that your small mind can understand? Just because I don't look the way you expect me to does not mean I am not a real Jew, asshole.
I may have phrased that wrong.
Oh, you think?
I'm sorry, jeez. Though she be but little.
Get out of my room and let me sleep, you weirdo.
I'm afraid that simply cannot be done. See, I need to fulfill my quota of Christmas cheer tonight, and you were on the list.
But I don't celebrate Christmas. I never have.
Okay. Let me think on this. Maybe they'll take holiday spirit instead.
Well, I've got plenty of that. I've been celebrating Hanukkah since I was a little girl.
I've got it! I'll take you on a non-denominational holiday trip through your memories. You're already dreaming.
I am?
Of course! Did you honestly think any of this was real?
I was more so worried I was on drugs.
Ha! Get ready, sweetie. It's about to get a whole lot worse. Ah, Christmas 2988, also known as Day 8 of Hanukkah that year. You were just a teeny tiny mini diva, getting ready for the final night. The house folk were putting up decorations, the kitchen was making another batch of latkes, and everything was picture perfect. Except, of course, for one thing.
Miss Pebble?
Yes, dear?
When is Father coming home? He promised he'd be here for the 8th night to give me my present.
I'm sure he'll be here soon, love. Now run along and stay out of the kitchen.
It's such a shame.
I know, such a little thing. Of course she's still got high hopes.
I swear, I've got half a mind to march down to that man's office and drag him home myself. A man should be there for his daughter, especially this time of year.
And with no mother, too.
She's not going to grow up right, that one. Staff can't parent her all the time.
Hush, Carrie. She's such a sweet child. If a little much, she'll be fine.
I'm not too sure of that. She's desperate for his attention, you know. That's not going to stop as she gets older.
I know. The best we can do is hope Arthur decides to be around as she does.
The staff always did talk, I suppose.
Jeez. Your childhood really was something, huh, kid?
Oh, shut up.
You want to smart mouth me? Okay, wise ass. Let's speed things up a few years. Everybody says high school was the best years of their life. Huh?
I remember this. This was Donna Realtor's party my senior year.
And it didn't go well, did it?
I'm just saying, Lola, if he didn't call you back, he's not worth it. Dump his ass.
But he's cute.
So what? I'm cute, and you're not dating me. Dump him.
Maybe you're right. I'm just not drunk enough for this. I'm gonna get a drink.
I'm surprised.
Oh. Hi, Donna.
I can't believe you decided to grace my little party with your presence, Annie. What's the occasion? Hanukkah got canceled or something?
It's the second night, jackass. I can afford to live a little.
Do your parents know you're here? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant parent. Although I'm not sure if that's the right term either.
What the hell are you on about, Donna?
Everyone knows your dad is a deadbeat bitch. It's basic news.
Then where are your parents? Out doing zip dust with the rest of the PTA?
I'm surprised you're not with them.
That was one time, you nosy-ass slut!
Don't call me a slut, you slut!
Oh yeah? Then have a drink, you thirsty bitch!
This is my mom's dress, you ignorant dick! She's gonna kill me!
Whatever, she'll buy a new one.
Well, at least I have a mom.
Go to hell, Donna.
Not a great night, huh?
Did you have to pick this one?
I aim for maximum impact.
Show me something else.
Ooh, now we're getting somewhere.
I said, show me something else.
All right, all right. Let's move on to holiday present. Welcome to the present. Let's see what all your friends are doing, huh?
I'm pretty sure the only one who celebrates Christmas is Citrine.
Either way, who shall we start with?
Let's get this over with. Show me Robert.
Now remember, cooking is like chemistry. Every ingredient has to be exact.
Yes, sir! Can we make gingerbread people that look like our friends?
Only if we have enough icing. Morris, pull up my Kida's recipe for Hamal cookies.
What are those?
Gingerbread, but better. Goes nice with champagne, too.
Oh, can I have some, Dr. Robert? Please?
Fine, you can have a little, but I'd rather you do it in the house.
Yay!
Is that even legal?
Technically, they're several thousand years older. I'd say that's good parenting.
Robert is not their dad. Oh my god, Robert is totally their dad.
Ah, the wonders of parenthood. Baking with the little one. Heartwarming, yes?
Well, yeah. You've visited him before, haven't you?
Oh, several times. I never could get through to him. Guess the kid beat me to it.
Is Citrine still drunk?
I think she's sobered up by now. Let's see.
And you'll be here tomorrow night, right?
I'm all packed and ready. And I've got the dough and batter all wrapped up and prepared for when I get there.
Nice. I'm so glad we can do this again, Jasper. Christmas just wasn't the same without family.
Aw, me too. I can't wait for you to see your present.
Can I have another hint?
No.
Is it clothing?
No.
Jewelry?
I said no hints.
One hint.
Fine. You'll use it every day.
Is it a watch?
God damn it, Citrine.
I knew it!
Ugh, I hate you.
Oh, I love you too, Jazz.
This is disgusting. I feel like my brain is turning into cotton candy.
Okay, Grinch.
Hey, that's Robert, not me. Is something burning?
Do I see smoke?
My cookies!
And now it's funny.
Okay, time to move on. We've got one last stop before Christmas Day.
What about Mella?
Oh, her apartment's on fire.
What?
Relax, she's putting it out. She just tried to put real bulbs on her Christmas tree sweater, and the results went about as well as you think.
Should we help her?
Would you want someone to know that you set your place on fire?
No. No, I would not.
Okay, then. Holiday future it is. This is Inkworm, 10 years later. Well, a little of it. No spoilers.
It's pretty much the same. Maybe the decor's a little different.
Why fix what isn't broken? Now, let's see what's happening in your office.
Hey, babe, do we have enough tinsel for the atrium?
Babe?
Hold on a sec, how does this sound? Our family thanks you for your warm wishes this holiday season. Many blessings and much love, the Inkworms.
I love it. Now, the tinsel?
There should be some in long storage. How's decorating going?
Not bad. It helps to have a star being who can get up to really high places.
Thank God we have the one teenager who likes being helpful.
They grow up so fast. Speaking of which, do we know what we're getting for Faye this year?
I was thinking a Kwanzaa sweater. No real candles, though.
When will you stop bringing that up? You set fire to your stuff one time. It was 10 years ago.
It was funny.
How did you even know about that?
Oh, someone I knew told me. Like a headache that comes and goes.
That's me.
There it is.
Still, I like the sweater idea. We should make that a thing. Like, every year we get them a different kind, and one day, they'll have a whole collection.
They're still a kid. Maybe we should vary it up a little?
Maybe. Oh, God, we're old, aren't we?
Ugh, I have crow's feet and laugh lines. This is the worst future ever!
You're supposed to be upset at how bad this is.
What do you mean? This looks almost just like now, except Mella and I are older and have weirder nicknames.
Wait, do you not get what's happening here?
Whatever, this is boring. I want to go home.
But you haven't learned your lesson yet!
Who cares? I'm tired, and I have to have dinner with my piss-shit evil father tomorrow. Take me home, please.
You know what? Fine. You have been absolutely no help this entire night, and I have things to do. A multiverse to see! Some poor kid nearly got eaten by a tree yesterday.
That happened to Robert once.
Well, this has been fun. I think. No, it hasn't. You're the worst, Annie Inkworm. See ya!
I know what to get her.
Annie?
Hi. How's, How's the burn damage?
Fine. How did you know about...
It doesn't matter. I got you something. Here.
It's a tape cassette? I haven't seen one of these since a while.
I know. Play it. Not now, just... Play it.
Okay, wonder what that was about. Hey, Morris, are you able to play this?
I can scan it.
Oh, my God. She actually found it. Morris, send a message to Annie. Tell her... Melihana. Happy holidays.
Gorm is a production of Caldera Studios and is written and produced by Phoenix Tior, with editing assistance from Sarah Nahillam. The voice of Melisandre was Anisha Watra. The voice of Annie and Gorm and others was Phoenix Tior. The voice of Robert Alphelion was Diego Rodriguez Sanchez. The voice of Citrine Carvalia Alyssa Shamad was Quinn Stiefbold. The voice of Mrs. Pebble and Donna was Gail Wald. The voice of Larry was Kai Avdovich. All sound effects taken from soundbible.com. Questions, comments, or concerns, email us at inkworm, that's INKWYRM, podcast@gmail.com, or find us on Tumblr at inkwormpodcast. And please remember to subscribe and leave a review.